All right, joining us now, I love hearing that song, and it just makes me smile, and that is Kerry Crowley, of course, on furlough from the Bay Area News Group, but still very much involved in the baseball world, in the Bay Area world, and love having him on the show. Kerry, how are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. I look forward to this every week. You're right about the song. It just puts me in a better mood, and talking baseball puts me in a better mood, even if we don't have it around right now. It always feels good to do it.
Well, we may be having it around soon.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting week. Now, believe me, week to week now, things are happening because they've set some deadlines, so to speak. Spring training 2.0, maybe in the middle of June, 82-game season starting maybe around July 4th. So what's your take on where we are right now with baseball? A little bit of the back and forth, at least, with the owners and the players and the possibilities. What do you think?
Well, Major League Baseball, Marty, certainly seems to be further along in the process of restarting than the NBA or the NHL. It seems to have more formal protocols being discussed than the NFL about potentially putting a product on the field this year. And I think that that's a really good sign. And I know that much of the discussion the coming weeks will be the ugly union issues between the Players Association, ownership, and it's unfortunate that will kind of dominate the storylines until there's no baseball being played. But as you and I have talked about, we ultimately think that they'll come to agreement and get this season going. And so just to have these discussions are encouraging, and I think that some of the protocols that have been floated around seem a bit extreme, but at the same time, you need them in place to be able to put a product on the field this year.
How do you feel about the owner versus player dispute and how and how things sort of fall all the time vis-a-vis, are you pro-player, are you pro-owner, and the way things are portrayed? What do you think about that?
Well, I don't try to make this clear in my writing because I always try to come across as objective and unbiased. But if you're going to ask me personally, I'm about as pro-union of a person as you could possibly come across. So anytime there's a union bargaining for better workplace measures and better conditions in the workplace, that's just simply how I work. I'm a product of a union family. My dad, my grandfather, both union representatives and leaders in their community. So I think it's oftentimes hard for me to cover this and look at the issues from an objective lens just because I do have such a strong background in that. But I tend to fall on the side that, the players and owners already agreed to sign with the reduced pay earlier this year. They already agreed to prorated pay. So I see no reason why the players would agree to further restrictions. I think the owners got caught making a bad deal. And whenever owners make a bad deal, they always look to rectify it. But I think they just have to move on and accept the fact that this is temporary. And if they want to start regaining some of their revenue, they're going to have to live with it.
Well, and my personal opinion is that when it comes to the public opinion, this seems to fall on the side of the owners, and the players are greedy. And the governor of Illinois said, get out there and play baseball. Come on. And you don't think about the testing, the families, the short career, and all of that. Why is that? Why does that public opinion head towards the owners?
I think a lot of it has to do with messaging, and anytime the owners agree to something behind the scenes, there's only 30 owners, so they can put out a unified message and leak it to the media, and right now anything's a story, so of course you're going to cover what the owners believe is good for baseball, but at the same time, it's a lot harder to get 750 players on the page. It's a lot harder to get a player to agree to certain restrictions or certain protocols in place for testing, and I think that because of that, because the players are always brought to the bargaining table second, the owners have the opportunity to kind of control the message. And so whatever gets out there first, which is typically pro-ownership, seems to dominate the conversation. And I think that that's unfortunate. And it's true in just about any situation, not just baseball, but particularly in what we're seeing right now.
All right, Kerry Crowley with us. I'm giving him some tough questions here. What do you think about Blake Snell and what he said this week in making his argument?
To be honest, Marty, I did not see what Blake Snell said this week. I was kind of tuned out from that. I did follow all the protocols, and I saw Ken Rosenthal's article, but I didn't see Blake Snell's name pop up.
Yeah, well, he basically said what you said from the union perspective, that, his career is short. This is the deal. I don't want to go back on the deal, and I'm not playing, basically, is what he said. So we'll see where that goes. Let's talk a little bit about Ken Rosenthal's article today in The Athletic. And there are very detailed protocols, and Gordon Wittenmeyer is going to be on the show with us tonight. And just chatting with Gordy over the last part of the afternoon, he said baseball really has a chance to be the model for the whole country of industry, because this 80-page protocol, whatever you want to call it, of testing and everything else that's coming out and being offered to the players is so detailed that it could be applied in just about any industry in the country. How about that?
Yeah, it was certainly fascinating to read the highlights of the 80-page protocol or guidelines that Major League Baseball has set forth and present to the players, because you're right about that. It really could set the stage for how businesses reopen, for how large businesses reopen, for how we think about retail in the future. And so Major League Baseball, because of its position in society, definitely does have an opportunity to be a leader. And not just for the other sports leagues like the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, but also to be a leader for, you know, how employees are treated, how often employees are tested, how to make sure that practices are resumed in the workplace when things start to get back to normal. So it's interesting to see, obviously, not everything that baseball has worked to be adopted, but just to see such a detailed proposal I thought was an encouraging sign.
Well, just as we wrap it up with Kerry Crowley, and interesting getting his perspective on this. I think we're going to have a lot more to talk about in the next couple of weeks. Facility protocols, right? Facilities will be restricted to limited groups of essential personnel, players and other on-field personnel, other essential personnel who need close proximity to on-field personnel. This group includes clubhouse staff, ownership representatives, front office employees, public relations staff, I guess Matt Chisholm has a job, and translators. Individuals who perform essential event services but do not require close contact with the players and other on-field personnel. This group includes cleaning service providers, broadcast personnel. Now, we haven't said media yet, but it's broadcast personnel. I guess that's John Miller and Krug and Kipe and those guys. Groundskeepers, transportation providers, up to 150 at any given time, law enforcement, EMTs, and ambulance drivers, and government officials. So you can have the mayor can be in there. So how about this? Minimum standards will be maintained for cleaning and disinfecting. Processes will be in place for safely distributing meals, dietary supplements, and medicine. Now, I take my time to read all this stuff because it's so detailed, Kerry, that what about the game? How about playing a major league game where you can't spit and you got to sit socially distant, and Ron Wotus has got to wear a mask to talk to, you know, Buster Posey if he gets a third base?
You know, what stood out to me, Marty, from all of that is the way that Major League Baseball wants to reintroduce spring training, where you're bringing in five players at a time and staggering them throughout the day. And you'll have pitchers and catchers work out separately from position players. And then you'll have a limited number of scrimmages to prepare the season, where you can have nine players in one dugout and nine in the other playing against each other. And it just all seems so odd and so weird to me. I don't think that you can really have a true cohesive team with all of these restrictions in place. And so I think there's going to have to be some loosening up and acknowledgement that playing the sport as we know it just isn't possible with all of these measures that are in place to you know, implement player safety and to make sure that staff stay safe as well. And so it's really curious to me how they'll take that from the page to the field and make it all happen, because I don't know that you'll get buy-in from players if they're coming in five at a time to do workouts, and all of a sudden you show up on the new opening day and you've got four teammates out there and they could change every day because you've got a reserve squad of 20, and you end up not knowing who you're playing with or not having a feel who you're playing with because of that. And so it just struck me as very odd.
Well, this is interesting, and that's why I take the time to communal water and sports drink coolers and drinks are prohibited. Only personal water or individually prepared sport drink bottles or contactless water dispensers. What's contactless? You have shoot it into your mouth?
Do you put your shoe down? do you put your shoe on a water fountain button, and does that shoot out at you?
With disposable cups should be used. No spitting, using smokeless tobacco, sunflower seeds in restricted areas. Any physical interaction, such as high fives, fist bumps, and hugs, must be avoided at club facilities. How about putting your hand on your nose and waving your fingers at somebody? I guess you could do that. Increased availability of hand washing and hand sanitizing stations, preferably with contactless dispensers. Players and other on-field personnel should wash or sanitize their hands after each half inning or the handling of equipment. So, all right, look, it's all well and good, honestly, and if this is what is going to be required, this is going to be very interesting. Very interesting.
It really will. They've done everything but take the tag play out of baseball right now. And soon enough, you're going to be able to force guys out when you were just able to tag them in the past. And it, you know, maybe this is the new normal. Maybe it'll work. And I am excited to see it all come together, Marty. That's one thing. You know, you read through it, and it seems like some sort of a fairy tale that maybe not possible in some respects or some regards, but then you think, well, maybe this is the future. Maybe this is the way it has to be done in 2020 until a vaccine is in place and you can ensure that everyone is safe from the coronavirus. So I am excited to watch it all unfold, and I just hope that you know, that they are practicing these safety measures as much as they are talking about them and writing about them.
That's going to be interesting. I will say that. So, hey, great having you on. How are the folks doing?
They're doing well. They're doing well. Hanging in there, you know. We're all – it's been great to see them and spend some time with them.
All right. Well, take care of yourself. And as I say, we've got news just about every day now. And we've got the union issue that we touched on earlier, and now we've got this health protocol to see how the players react to this and whether this can be done. But these are all proposals, and they have to do it now. Because if spring training 2.0 happens in June, we've only got a few weeks to get there and set all this up. So things are going to move. Kerry, take care of yourself. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marty, and thanks for having me again.
Anytime. You been to OJ's at all?
Oh, yeah, of course. We went on Monday night. We got takeout from Original Joe's. I had my cheeseburger. My dad had one as well, the standard. So still frequenting Original Joe's. That hasn't changed, and I don't think that will change anytime soon.
Beautiful. All right. Take care of yourself. Thanks, Kerry. That is Kerry Crowley on furlough from the Bay Area News Group, but that's going to end pretty soon, too. So we'll get him back on baseball soon. More coming up. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.